there's a disagreement going on as to whether there was a alternative food offered or not. Either way, we are wrong to have made a protocol mistake as far as denying the original breakfast. Principals must have conduct rules and consequences, and they have every right, and I would encourage them to determine where students are going to eat based on their conduct. But we had a couple of teachers who misunderstood that, and students were denied the original breakfast. There is a food and nutrition portion of the Department of Education, and they called me, and then we follow-up calls with them because they enforce, and we want them to enforce the aspect that children's nutrition will not be denied to them. And it appears to me that in one form or another we did that, and we need to correct that.